want to thank you all for tuning in today to Gary's Music Show, heard here on WRPI Troy every Tuesday from noon until 4. And every Tuesday there's a nice surprise or two. And not only do we play music, but we have guests from time to time. And we feature the music of certain guests, well, you know, on a regular basis between these hours. So I'm very happy to say that the guest I'm welcoming today, and the early guest, because we have two, is Liv Avtar Kaur, or a.k.a. Bethy Ann Wise. She, Liv Avtar Kaur, is a K.R.I. Kundalini Yoga teacher, as taught by Yogi Bhajan, and musician from Syracuse, New York. She discovered early on in her yoga teaching career that her musical gifts of singing, playing harmonium, gong, and other vibrational instruments opened the door for others to experience the elevating effects and healing vibrations of chanting mantra, yoga, meditation, and the gong. She began composing her own melodies to mantras and sharing these during classes and kirtan concerts as her practice grew. She is now recording her first album of mantra music, expected to be released in 2020. Liv Avtar elevates her classes with the music and gong during her classes, and often supports other yoga teachers with live music as they teach. She also facilitates gong meditation and sacred sound immersion events. You can visit her website at livavtaryoga.com. That's L-I-V-A-V-T-A-R yoga.com. livavtaryoga.com to learn more. And I'm very happy to say we're going to be previewing some of her new music that will be released in 2020. So we've got a little peek, so we're really glad to play it. And she's with us right now, so let's say hello to Liv Avtar Kaur. Hello, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm very happy to be here with you. And we're in the right time of year for snow, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, especially here in upstate New York and central New York. Lots of snow. I think it's actually snowing right now here in Syracuse. So,
yeah,
beautiful time of the year to stay indoors and do things like chant.
That's right. But I do like to go out. I do like to go out to get an direct experience of the snow. So I'm kind of enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took a walk. I took a walk sometimes. Uh-huh. But this morning I took a drive to this radio station like I normally do, and it was just so cool, you know. There's like this white blanket on things, and it feels like pure, and it reminds me a little of Kundalini Yoga, because you guys are all in white, you know, and there's a sense of pure. What is that? That I'm sure that has to do with the pure nature of the spirit that you're involved in, right?
Well, that's part of it. The white clothing is actually helping to cleanse the aura. That's one of the things that it does. So it helps to reflect negative energy away from us. So it keeps us in a way pure. Yeah.
It's like a protection.
Like a blanket.
Like a blanket. Yeah. I've long been enjoying Kundalini chant music for many years, especially around the time when I started looking into Sanatam Kaur, and then the ball started rolling from there. And then I realized there's many, or she began it, and it just blossomed from there. And the Sat Nam festivals, and you know, there was just so much beautiful music coming out of this genre. You know, the Kundalini chant.
Yes, well, Kundalini yoga chanting is central to Kundalini yoga practice.
Yeah.
So we chant in every yoga class, and so it makes sense that we would have some amazing a lot of the chant artists are actually Kundalini yoga teachers themselves. So it kind of blossoms out of that.
That's beautiful. You know, I read in your bio that, you know, that music is an important, really important part of your, what you do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've been a singer pretty much my whole life.
Yeah.
I started singing really young, but when I started teaching yoga, it dawned on me that I could bring my musical gifts into my yoga classes, and especially with Kundalini yoga, because we do a lot of chanting mantra with our meditations and during the classes at different places in the classes. And oftentimes it just began to feel like, I don't know, maybe there was a particular chant to do with a meditation and the one that was prescribed wasn't in the right key or what have you. And then I started to notice that melodies were dropping in for me, my own melodies, and I started using those in my classes. And pretty soon people started asking me, can I take that home? Can you record that for me? Can I have that? So what I'm doing now, as far as recording is concerned, is very much an extension of what I do in my classes, a way of getting that out to not only my students to be able to use it in their practice at home, but then also for a wider audience to be able to use it as well.
Yeah, that's great. And so mm-hmm. is this the new music that's coming out? Is this your first album?
It is, yeah. It's really exciting. It is my first recorded music.
How did you begin it?
Well, it's interesting because people just started asking me for the CD, and at first it was very much like, gosh, you might as well just have asked me to build a rocket ship and go to the moon, to be perfectly honest. I didn't think that that was something that I could ever do. But then enough people kept asking me, and then after a while, teachers and mentors started saying, I think you should record an album. And then I started working with my teacher, Mike Cohen, who's a Kirtan artist. And he also said, I think this is something that you should do. And so as soon as I kind of said yes, people started reaching out to me. It was really interesting. Feels like a really wild ride, the way that things have just been unfolding. It's been a surprise, the way things have just happened along the way. So I started working with Damodar Das in Ithaca, New York. And Damodar actually, and I started recording. But then after a while, I moved the project to a producer in Boulder, Colorado. So I've been working with a man by the name of John McVay, and he's been helping me. And that's where I completed recording the first song on the album, and that's where I'll finish recording all the other songs as well. So I'm really excited about that. But things just kind of, it's really interesting the way when you decide to do something, things just start to fall into place. It's almost like you're just along for the ride. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I put together a few mm-hmm. projects myself, and you know, and in my life in general, I can see that it seems like when you have the right intention and you're coming from a pure heart, and your desire is to share, and you want to make, you know, you want to be part of a better world, you know, those kind of intentions. And you feel like it can help people when you have come. That's when I feel that things start happening for you.
Exactly. That's kind of how it felt like.
Yeah.
Listening to intuition, listening to what was coming in, and mm-hmm. just following one step after another, and kind of here we are. I'm on the radio talking to you, so very exciting.
Exactly. and it's not like, you know, how it happened is very natural. I don't even remember how we connected with this. But that's the way it seems to be. It seems like, maybe I offered this. I heard you were doing it. I don't know. But I was. Mm-hmm. I think you sent me one of your songs, and I really liked it. That was, and I also wanted to support you, because having met you and know what you're about, I wanted to give you more support, because I hadn't really had much of a conversation with you prior. I saw you at that party that we had for my 20th year in radio, mm-hmm. and thank you for being there. I appreciate that. And but I didn't really get to know you or get. I'm still learning, but I think I learn a lot through usually on the radio, because we have these great talks on the radio with the people that offer their music, and we learn a lot about their music. And I think all I really want to know is you know who you are as a spiritual being, where you're going, what you want to contribute, what you are contributing through your yoga, so other people can more find out about your gifts and be a part of that, you know.
Yes, I do know, and that's why you're such a gift and such a blessing to us, Gary, that you have these conversations and that we get to know about each other and we get to learn about all of these different modalities and what everybody is about. And you never know what these conversations will lead to and how they inspire others. So it's such you're such an amazing gift to us all.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, mm-hmm. and I do, you know, and I feel like I'm surrounded by amazing gifts all around me. And I go, oh my God, people should know more about this person or that person. And, mm-hmm. and about Kundalini Yoga too. You write, Satnam, I'm glad you stopped by. Kundalini Yoga is a form. You have a page on Facebook called Live mm-hmm. Avtar Kar Kundalini Yoga .music.gong. And the practices help us uncover who we truly are and live with increased love and compassion for self and others. The best way to understand Kundalini Yoga is to experience it. So please, you know, take a look at the classes and events and I have to offer, and I look forward to seeing you soon. And so you also have a website, right? I think
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I advertise the events that I hold, my gong immersion events and my kirtan events and my kundalini yoga classes. And I'm so glad that you brought up Satnam, because Satnam is actually the bija mantra, the seed mantra for kundalini yoga. And sat means boiled down, means truth. And nam means name or identity. So when we say Satnam, we're saying to someone, or we're saying to ourselves, that we're recognizing our name, our identity, as being a part of the infinite identity, that our name, our identity is the truth. And so it's almost like the most profound, most potent self-help thing that you can say, I think, because it really allows you to stand in your truth and say, I am. And to be honest, I started doing Kundalini Yoga just over 4 years ago. And that's when I really started to have these melodies drop in. And I started to write my own melodies and my own songs and to the mantras. And that's when it all kind of started to fall into place for me, as far as this level of creativity is concerned. And I wasn't pushing it away anymore. I was listening to it and stepping into it. And it's a very powerful practice, Kundalini Yoga. So I would really recommend it to people if they want to tap into more of their own truth and more of their own personal power and who they are.
Thank you. What would you say? We're gonna play Har 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 Gobinde. Could you tell us something about
Yay.
It? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So hara 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 gobinde. Gobinde mukande udare apare hariyang hariyang nirdaname akame. These are all words that were uttered by a sage to describe the divine. And the words mean sustainer, liberator, enlightening, infinite, destroyer, creator, nameless and desireless. But actually, we can describe what's outside us, and we can describe the divine, but these words are also describing what's inside us. So it's essentially, when I'm chanting this, I'm chanting to myself that everything that I need is within me, that I am enough. And that hara 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 is essentially all down in that navel center where your creativity starts. And the hara is the divine. It's that creative life force energy. So this particular mantra was perfect for me. Starting a new project, perfect for any time when I begin to feel like I'm not enough. What am I doing? Starting to record music, it just allows me to face whatever doubt or fear that comes up within me, because that happens for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it removes those blocks and gives me an opportunity to just keep going. Those moments where I feel like, you know what am I doing? I put this on, and it's really pretty cool to go on to Spotify or something and put on a song that you've recorded and listen to it wherever, in the car or, you know, at my desk. And it just gives me that energy to uplift myself, to energize, and to just feel like I can keep going regardless of what's going on around me. And I have everything that I need to keep going and to elevate is within me. I don't need to go anywhere else. And that's, you know, that word, akame, it's desireless. You don't desire anything. You don't need anything. And that goes completely against our culture. We're always being told we need all of this stuff outside of us. And we don't, you know? So this mantra has been such a blessing to me, and I'm so glad that I chose it to be my first recorded single, and I hope that it uplifts other people as much as it uplifts me.
Thank you. Here it is.
Hara, 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 gobinde. Hara, 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 mukande. Hara, 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 udare. Hara, 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 apare. Hara, 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 hariyan. Hara, 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 kariyan. Hara, 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 niraname. Hara, 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 akame. Hara, 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 gobinde. Hara, 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 mukande. Hara, 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 udare. Hara, 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 pare. Hara, 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 hariyan. Hara, 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 kariyan. Hara, 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 nirname. Hara, 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 kame. Govinde, Hare 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 Govinde.
You are listening to WRPI Troy. Liv Avtar is with us, the artist behind this music. That is beautiful.
Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you and what you're doing. I'm just really happy for you. You know, I'm just really happy for you. I'm happy, and I'm happy for all the people that are going to come in contact with you and with your yoga and your music. Liv Avtar, LIVAVTAR, yoga.com is your website. So people can inquire about this music through there, right?
Yes, of course they can. Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's a real pleasure to have you on the show. And let's do this again, you know, as you continue working through the selections for your new album. I would love to hear them as they're released. We could play them.
Thank you. Yeah, that would be fabulous. That would be great. Thank you so much. I'd love to come back. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
To talk to you and to get to know you better.
Yes.
And, yeah, that would be fabulous. I'm just doing my best to show up and to participate in whatever's coming my way. So I would love to do that. Thanks, Gary.
Well, that's beautiful. And let's speak off air for a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Thanks for being on the show.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.